Just with the deepest sadness, really. You know, Neville was an unbelievable character. He was probably the main influence that I got involved with the Bury Football Club at the time. You know, he was the one that convinced me to get involved in the football club, and you know, we were very close and thankful for the, you know, his support of the time of what he has done with the football club. And to be honest with you, not just with myself, but for the previous years, without Neville being involved in the in Bury Football Club, it wouldn't be here today. So I think the football club has to owe a great amount of thanks for everything he's done for us, and you know, we will we'll be sadly missed. Sadly missed.
Tell me about some of the great incentives that he introduced for Bury.
There was a lot of things that he did, and you know, he was just a great, passionate man about football. Loved his sport, loved family, and loved the football club. And he just wanted it to succeed. He just was immensely proud of what the football club was, and you know, he would fight to the very, very end to make sure that the football club survived. And that's not just, like I said, before my time. He was involved in saving this football club, and like I said, just touched on there, you know, this football club certainly wouldn't be here without him. And it's a really sad day for us, and it's a really sad day for the family as well, because you know, we Neville was an ambassador of the football club, and you know, our thoughts and prayers go to him and his family, and especially Jill as well.
I mean, as everybody knows, Gary and Phil played for Manchester United, and even though that was football, the fact his daughter Tracy became England netball coach, I know, was a moment of incredible pride for Neville.
Yeah, and he was such a great heart, Nev. You know, he's such a family man as well. You know, he's so passionate about everything that they do, and he goes and supports them, and this none more so than going out to Australia to watch the England netball team. And it's really sad news for us that, you know, that he's gone out there and he supported his family, and you know, we're not going to have Neville around, but he won't be out of our thoughts and out of our hearts either, because he's such a special character for us, and he was such a special character for me as well. And like I say, he was very, very influential in making me get involved in this football club, and I've got him to thank for that.
Have you got any idea yet, Stuart, about how you as the club are going to honour and remember Neville?
No, it's a little bit too fresh and too soon for us, and I'd like to speak to Jill in the future, and there are certainly things that we will do without a shadow of a doubt, because of what he's done for this football club, and what he's done for football itself. You know, he was so influential to us, and we're going to sadly miss him, and I'd like to sit down with Jill when the timing's right. It's like I say, it's too fresh at this moment in time, and we're just going to sadly miss him, and our support is there for the Neville family in whatever we can do to try and support them.
Thank you for your time, Stuart. As I said, sad to talk to you on such a sad occasion, but I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Bury Football Club's chairman, Stuart Day, and we can also speak now to the former Bury player, Ronnie Morge. Hi, Ronnie.
Hiya.
Hi. Really sad day today.
It is sad, very sad. I'm still shocked, devastated. There's an emptiness that I've just been walking around in the days.
What did Neville mean to you?
Uncle Neville. That says it all. He was Mr. Bury, Mr. Dependable. I mean, the chairman's just summed Neville up to a T. He had a heart for everyone. He gave all the new players a sense of belonging at the club. He was a family man, proud man, generous, honourable. He was just a legend. He was just a legend.
It's so interesting to hear people speak about a man who obviously had such a great business brain and had that great drive and wanted to push his club forward. But everybody I've spoken to today, all the tributes I've heard, talked about Neville the man, and above all, his passion, not just for football, but for his family.
Yeah, he was a larger-than-life character. I mean, he taught me, he really was the one that taught me how to be a man and how to look after your family. I mean, him and Terry Robinson mean so much to me. And, you know, it's talking to you now about Neville, I just can't believe that he's gone, you know?
Bury will remember him, though.
It's hard. You know, my condolences go out to Jill, Gary, Phil and Tracy. And it's a credit to Neville that Gary and Phil and Tracy have been such a credit to him in the way that he's brought them up. Him and Jill, when I was at the club, him and Jill were very, very close. And he always talked about family. He loved his kids. He loved his sport. But he always had time to talk to the youngsters, to the apprentices, to the young pros. Whoever came to the club, you knew about Neville. Fantastic bloke.